Hello, this is WJLY's Lamplighter Program, and I'm Howard Gunning. And once again, we have on the phone Bill Hyde, the executive producer up at Heirloom Audio. You may remember we've talked to him about their audio adventures. About a month ago, we chatted about his Lost Secrets of Easter. But now Bill is on another mission. We were talking a little bit ago. He says, I'm lost. I'm onto these lost things. So we're trying to help Bill kind of get back and find his way. But he's got a video called The Lost Secrets of Memorial Day. And it's very obvious that Bill's passionate about Memorial Day. So why'd you make the film?
Hey, it's you know, we're on this treasure hunt, as you said. And I think it is important, as we were discussing before we went on. You know, I don't really think, Howard, when you think about it, I don't think that in history there's a civilization that when the children forget what parents and grandparents did and how they got to where they were and who brought them to the dance, so to speak, I don't think that there's a single civilization in all of history that's ever survived that. So let's put it in context. I would say some people are going to call me nuts, but my wife has said this before, but I think some people really wouldn't see it in the same context. But let me posit this idea. I think it's the single most dangerous thing that we face. I think Kim Jong-un is laughable by comparison, because if we forget who we are, if we forget those that have served and sacrificed and forget all the wars and conflicts and things that have shaped us, then we don't know who we are as a people. And we, you know how it ends up? It's like that Neil Young song, you know, it's better to burn out than it is to rust. You just go away.
Yeah.
And you just kind of disintegrate into the soil like some sort of, you know, biodegradable cup or something, and it just melts down like mulch. And so what I'm trying to do with this is just try to energize. So part of this is passion and motivation. So I think we've got to get people excited and interested. I was always interested when I was a kid when Memorial Day came around, because the soldiers were always out there and they did something, and everybody would dress up and we'd march out to the park. And I would take my hat off when the flag went by, you know, my old Cubs hat. And we all did. And we grew up with that sort of respect, and we've taken all the formalities out of life and made everything so relaxed that I think we've let a lot of things go.
So you used an analogy in the video about if grandma loses her memory, you know, we know there's something wrong and she needs help. But if we as a nation lose our memory, it's more significant. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, well, that goes back to the previous, you know, comment in a sense. I think this business of having amnesia is one thing. We all recognize it when someone in our family or someone we know has got problems remembering things, and it progresses, you know, along the lines, and pretty soon that individual becomes helpless. You know, Ronald Reagan grew up not too far from where I'm talking today, and that happened to Ron, and it's kind of sad, isn't it? But what happens when an entire nation forgets that? It's more than sad. It's catastrophic. So I don't want to make this too negative, but I think the reason and the clarion call for people to take action is vital, because these are things that we don't want to do. We want to get on. We want to watch TV and talk about who's president and get mad at them for something and blame terrorists, and certainly terrorists are to blame. But I think let's all look in the mirror, like the old spiritual said. It's not my mother, my father, my brother, my sister. It's me, the Lord, standing in need of prayer. Right. So I mean, it's one of those things where we need to look at ourselves. Dostoevsky said, "You want a better world? Clean up your garage." So same thing for us. Let's tell our kids how we got here. Well, tell our grandkids how we got here.
And so why do you think it's important for those parents and grandparents to tell their kids stories about who we are, where we've been, and where we're going?
Yeah, it's like a map. I think if you don't know, you know, where the points on the map are, if you don't have a compass, you can't guide yourself through troubles. You can't even guide yourself through good times, let alone guide yourself through stormy water. So I think the danger in forgetting is that there are core belief systems and foundations of belief and thought that have shaped this country. And in many cases, it's the reason these foundational issues are the reason we go to war and fight. If we forget those, if we pretend that they don't matter when they really do, then we put ourselves in a position, in many cases, civilizations did this and they were never able to make a comeback. Look at Rome, look at ancient Egypt, look at Phoenicians, look at anything. It's just the list goes on and on and on. And usually the causative factor wasn't their external forces that were pressing on them. Rather, it was the internal forces that just weakened and forgot what the original cause was.
Sometimes it's hard to coax some of that older generation to share some of those stories. I'm thinking of a couple examples, like my wife's grandfather served in World War I, never talked about it at all. And the only things we know about his World War I service is by finding an old bag that had his service records, photographs, things in there, but all that information that he knew, his experience in the war, he never shared.
There's a lot of folks like that. War is a very traumatic thing, and not everyone has the capacity to deal with it. And let's go a step further. Not everyone has really ever been asked in the right way and perhaps caught someone for the reasons why. And I think if you create a foundation for interviewing someone and you tell them why you're doing this instead of it's kind of making it a conversation as if, hey, this is just a conversation, kind of like, what'd you have for supper? It's not that kind of conversation. It's a very different conversation. So you bring up a really, really good point. And I think one of the things we might learn to get better at is couching this kind of thing and setting this kind of thing up. You're not going to get compliance from everybody. I'll give you an example of a guy that I know, a friend of mine. Now, he was in the Khaesan Hills battles in Vietnam, and you know, he speaks about this, but he's able to compartmentalize this. He woke up, they were overrun by Viet Cong and his unit, and 3,000 people to their 20. He woke up, and it was black, okay? He couldn't see anything. And he tried to figure out what was going on. He couldn't move. Well, he was in a pile, and all of his friends' dead bodies were on top of him. Someone had hit him in the head with a gun butt and thought he was dead. And they just threw bodies on top of him, and they were going to come back and do something to him later. And so he talks about this. And he talks about the gallantry of what led up to it and how people were willing to sacrifice their lives for other people. And he goes around and does a speaking tour on this. But it's not an easy thing. And when the speaking tour is done, when he's done talking about it, he has to shut that up into a compartment and keep it there, tamed, lest it destroy him. And I might add as a little adjunct to that story, when he came back to the United States, people spit on him and called him a killer, a baby killer, and even his own mother thought he was a killer and wouldn't talk to him for, I think he said, 6 years or something after he came back. So a lot of folks are dealing with things much, much bigger than what we can understand. And this is not a discussion about just war theory or any of those things. However, you know, that's a different conversation. These are real people. They're relatives of real people. You can't tell those folks that their lives or the lives of one of their loved ones didn't matter, because it did.
Yeah. Hey, before I forget, where can folks go to see the video?
It's at thelostsecretsofmemorialday.com.
That's pretty simple. Thelostsecretsofmemorialday.com.
Yeah, it's a lot to tie through in, it'll be worth it if you go there and watch it.
Now, why do you say that Christianity is necessary for properly understanding Memorial Day and history? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what we cover in the video, I think, is kind of interesting, and this is where the kind of things that I do are sort of framed a little bit in a way that many people haven't seen. So I sort of posit these ideas. What if you're a strict materialist atheist and you say, I don't believe in anything other than the physical world? Now, David Hume believed that. He was an empiricist and he believed the world was just physical. And so he always used the world of a billiard ball. And that's why I put that in my video. If you've seen the video, you'll know that there's this part where I call them a billiard ball materialist. That's a David Hume thing, the philosopher Hume, the Scotsman. But if everything is just physical, It's just, as Hume said, billiard balls hitting all these ideas and concepts that exist in the world, the lives of your friends, war itself, one person sacrificing their lives for another. They're just billiard balls hitting off each other in a meaningless way. So and the same thing we cover if you're a pantheist, if we say if all is one, if you really believe that all is one, John Lennon would say all is one, right? Yeah. If you believe all is one, you can't make distinctions. You're not going to make distinctions about soldiers and loved ones. You're not going to make distinctions about time and history. If you're going to remain consistent. Now, most of these folks, whether they're materialists or whether they're pantheists, whatever, they're not going to remain consistent. They're going to go into the world of Christianity and they're going to borrow a worldview from Christianity, and they're going to cut and paste, but they're not going to take it hook, line, and sinker. They're just going to cut and paste it, but they have to leave their world and go in and get some other material and bring it into their world for the sake of the discussion. So I'm just trying to get people to be consistent in their thinking.
Sorry, but it looks like we're out of time for today's program. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear the second part of our conversation with Bill Hyde, the executive director of Heirloom Audio. This has been Howard Gunning and WJOI's Lamplighter Program. Thanks, as always, for making us a part of your day.